Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I've got everything. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ashley Riggs. I'm sure he doesn't. And absolutely, that's tracks of an absolutely brilliant album. I think it's This Is Planet Grot. And Ashley Riggs, that track is actually called I've Got Everything, open brackets, that nobody wants, close brackets. You probably picked that up. Parentheses, if you're a little bit more old-fashioned, or indeed Greek or Latin. I don't know where that's come from. Worth going to Ashley Riggs' website, if only to find out that he's a promising ex-cricketer.
Okay.
But what is his website?
Is it ashleyriggs.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, probably being an internet nil. That must be the fifth or sixth track we've played off that album. That's how good it is. Do check out Ashley Riggs. Got some good news from listeners this week about us uniting fans and bands across the lands, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
Very, very pleased about that. Now, we are making the show a little bit early, but it's going out a little bit late, so there might be a little bit of time travel going on.
Right, yes, there might be a little bit.
Well, there won't be. It's only jokes or poems, Tony.
Oh.
Because I haven't had any again. So if you have any, I'm sick of asking this. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner if it's a poem, or Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
That's fair enough. Now, you might notice this week's first track, Tony, Ashley Riggs, starts with the letter...
A.
A, very good. I have alphabeticised the first half of the show, Tony. Now, that
nice.
Next up, we've got a track by a band called Backer, who are all the way from Appleton, Wisconsin. And more than that, Tony, I'm going to read out an email they sent me.
Okay.
Here goes. You'll have to excuse me if I sound a bit weird here, but this email has been written in what I can only describe as some sort of Wisconsin young person's dialect.
Okay.
Alright. It says, "Hello, we are the Backer Boys. Enjoy listening to your show about interesting music and talks and such, and feel we could fit in with the best of them. I've included a link to our Bandcamp page and also attachments to some of our hit singles. We are four boys." from Appleton, Wisconsin, in a band called Backup that play basement rock for the world's disenfranchised children and drunk, stroke, confused 20-somethings. Hope you like Backer.
Right.
Well, how can I not like?
Exactly.
So it's happening. So we're going to play a track by Backer, or a back by Tracker. I'm not going to backtrack about a track called Backer. Oh, I see, there's a poem. I've got one. I'm not going to backtrack about a track called Backer.
Nice.
Yeah, I realise you've got nothing to add to that. Otherwise, yep, you'd have said something. What is Backer? This is brilliant. Because bearing in mind, Backer are, with the best, with the most respect, due respect, Backer are not the biggest band in the world.
Right.
We are not the biggest podcast in the world. I am one of the biggest arseholes in the world. That's a gimme.
Right.
I do like Backer's Facebook page. Go on, what do you think it is?
Facebook.com/Backer official.
Yeah, good idea. Facebook.com/TheRealBacker. Which means that they could have a tribute band in Appleton, Wisconsin, who could be Appleton, Wisconsin's premier Backer tribute band. I say that because I was once upon a time in Swansea one night when not only did I see Swansea's official Queen tribute act, but when they did Under Pressure, I saw them wheel out Swansea's official David Bowie tribute act as well. Terrific. So anyway, Backer, I'm loving you. Paulie Bean, Internet One, Tony One, this is The Thing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tie with that, Katie.
No.
I'll never tie with that. Right, what you got then?
I've got some Facebook comments. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. It's that simple. Do get in touch. We've got three this week.
Oh,
Nez Corey's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
Every week now. Thank you very much, Nez. And he says, and in response to a couple of weeks ago, and I learned that the Clash hated the Jam. No shit, Sherlock. Everyone hated the mods. Even if the music was good, they were still fucking mods.
They didn't hate the Jam as much as the Police. There's a brilliant story about when the Clash, when Mick Jones was kicked out of the Clash, and they actually got two guitarists in to replace him. So they became a five-piece, and they got a new drummer as well. And this young drummer, the poor kid, they were on the tour bus, and the drummer started playing tracks from Regatta de Blanc, the Police second album, because he was a drummer, and it's a masterclass in drumming, that album. And as soon as he started playing it, Joe's drummer sacked him and kicked him off the bus because he hated the Police so much. But he said, I was only listening for the drumming. He was out, gone.
It's harsh but fair.
I disagree. I like the Police.
Okay.
He's a dick. It's the same thing as the Beatles. I like Paul McCartney while he was in the Beatles.
Right.
I don't like him afterwards. I like Sting while he was in the Police. Not a fan of the solo work.
Not a big fan of Dune.
Actually,
was he in Dune?
He did look good in those space underpants.
That's true. He also goes on to say, Nez Corey, not Sting.
Oh, right,
Nez Corey. Says, I can't believe you've forgotten Taylor's movie review. Done in the style of Brando. It's classic. Please bring it back. It'll be back.
Excellent. Yeah, it'll be back next week, won't it?
It'll be back this week, I think.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know.
Sorry, Tony, I got a bit all previous on you there in this. It's not a time travel special or anything. I'm already confused.
We're all so confused. John Ashton's been in touch.
Hello, John, you lovely man.
He says, better late than never, old cock. Paul in post-Pineda voice lost shocker. At least Tony only lost his fashion sense. Yeah. Thanks, fat boy. Yeah.
That is also true. Socks and sandals, man.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we were lazing around.
No, you can't justify it, Tony.
No?
Just admit that you were wrong and move on.
It was ever so comfy. It might be wrong.
Admit that you were wrong and move on.
Okay, it might have been a bit wrong.
Better.
Dean Hall's been in touch. Limo Dean.
Hello, Limo Dean.
His response to last week's show. Great show. Loved it. Cheers. It's a matter of few words, but he's in a great band.
Of course he did. His band were on it.
That's it for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
I'll never tire of that. Two songs in a row now.
Okay.
First up, a band we haven't played before called China Shop Bull. And they sent me an email saying, would you like to play this? I went, yes, I would. They're playing Rebellion in a couple of weeks' time, but... it's a departure from punk rock, unusual for Rebellion, I'd go as far as to say, but nice to know they're branching out a bit. This is all over the place. This is a bit of hip hop, it's a bit of rap, it's a bit of, I don't know, funk, metal, it's a bit of punk, it's a bit of everything. It's a bit of brilliant, that's what I think. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/ChinaShopBull.
No, facebook.com/ChinaShopBull UK. Paulie B on the internet too. Tony Neil, sit back. There's two songs in a row here. They're both brilliant. This is King Kong.
You could conquer what's wrong without banging the gong. Everything will move on.
Are you staying that long?
You could conquer what's wrong without banging the gong.
You could conquer King Kong.
You could conquer what's wrong without banging the gong. Everything will move on.
King Kong, mammoth or mastodon. No matter what's wrong, do whatever you want. Not us and them mentality bringing down the Babylon. You know that it's on, Robin Hood and King John. It's obscene what you see, watching the washing machine. I've watched dirty clothes become clean. I've seen what were once has been coming apart of the seams.
getting out of the gutter and fulfilling the dreams. What were once slingy rocks wrapped up in polythene and now slinging ice cream and bagging up jelly beans. The whole world's a circus, don't you be the clown. The whole world is dizzy cause it's always spinning round. You could conquer what's wrong without banging a gun. You could conquer King Kong and what you scared of, son. King Kong or King John, I better move along, along. Because I've had enough of them and then what's done.
You could conquer what's wrong without banging a gun. Everything will move on. You can conquer what's wrong without banging a gun. You can conquer King Kong. You can conquer what's wrong without banging a gun. Everything will move on. Are you staying alive? You can conquer what's wrong without banging a gun. You can conquer King Kong.
You can conquer what you wanna conquer, conquer what you can. You can overcome anything, you have to understand. Don't live it like past in the past, but in your life fast like Ramadan. But live it for be like a rat, I'm the real part of a master plan. These obstacles and hurdles, they might hurt you. I'm no paragon that people hurt you, I can't hurt you. Got you running around in perfect circles, it's inertial. Turn you black or blue, that means that you are turning purple. Merciless times is just a journey, set in journal. All around the earth, a mercury is universal. Conquering King Kong with an army, I'm the colonel. Burn them in the depths of hell, inferno, burn eternal.
You can conquer what's wrong. Everything will move on. You can conquer what's wrong without banging a gun. Everything will move on. Are you standing alone? You can conquer what's wrong without banging a gun.
Always looking.
Down the window.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Demented Dargo. Demented Dargo starts with A.
D.
And China Shop Bull, the band before them, start with A.
D.
Thus we had A, B, C, D. And an apocryphal tale. Well, it happened, but I wasn't there. But years and years and years and years ago, one of my favourite bands, King Kurt, did a gig where they called themselves A, B, C, D. And I think they did heavy metal versions of their own songs.
Nice.
People, that was Demented Dargo and a track called Lucky Charm from their latest album. It did come out 2 or 3 years ago, called Welcome Back to Insanity Hall, which I did get at the time electronically from people like You Records via Simon Knott. Hello, Simon. And I think, congratulations, Simon, I think you've had a baby. Well, oh. I think your wife did, but
okay,
I don't
cool.
think it was actually Simon. But when my laptop crashed, I lost all the music, so I didn't have it anymore. So I bought it.
Okay.
Yeah, last week I bought it. Absolutely brilliant. And I bought the special limited edition with two additional tracks and a free patch. So I've got a free Demented Dargo patch that I might perhaps stick on a blazer.
Nice.
Mm. So the track was called Lucky Charm. I was going to do a From the Vaults and play Heads on Poles, which is my favourite track on the album, but I don't think we played Lucky Charm before. Anyway, absolutely brilliant. Saw Demented Dargo a couple of weeks ago in Panini de Mar. What is Demented Dargo's website?
DementedArgo.de.
It is.
Is it?
Oh. Good shout, Tony.
I've strained myself now.
Yeah, hey, good shout. At least half the band are now German, so it does make sense. I imagine Grisha is involved in running the website. But anyway, congratulations, Demented Dargo, on doing a great job in Panini de Mar 2 weeks ago, and I wish you all the success for the future. Now, did you do anything last week, Tony?
No, not massively. I think go to the cinema on Friday, which right. I will do, have done, watched the film.
Okay, so we'll do the movie review later on in the show, shall we?
Yes, I've watched another film before that, so I'll do one for this. Yes, so I've reviewed this week and next week. What did you look to?
Well, actually, because of the time we're making this show, I'm just about to, but then have already done by the time you hear this, the Hitchin Comedy Festival, which I'm pleased to say had excellent numbers, and I can say in advance. What I can tell you about the Hitchin Comedy Festival in advance is that most of the shows were pretty busy. Some of them were sold out. It was absolutely brilliant for numbers. I don't know how well it's gone yet, but it probably went brilliantly. And I can confirm that I myself, Paul B. Edwards, on the Friday night, which is when we're recording this, but you'll hear it in a couple of days' time, had 6 new jokes.
Excellent.
Yes.
It's very confusing.
It is very confusing, but I think that's the extent of my backwards and forwardsness.
Right, yes, I think so.
So that's why it's not an official time travel special. It's just a little bit, the TARDIS dropped in, we had a bit of fun, it went again, and we're back to normal, I think, now.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, all right. Time for From the Vaults, Tone. And this week, it's a band that, actually, we only played the track last year, so it's only just From the Vaults. It's right at the front of the vaults. If you open the door, it'd probably fall out.
Okay.
Band called Red Eyed Jedi. We got this on an anti-pop compilation. A little bit of ska punk for you now, in almost straightforward ska, but we'll call it ska punk. They're from the northwest of England. I thought at first they're from Wigan, but I don't think they are all from Wigan. I think they're from around the northwest of Merseyside and around there. We played it before. I love it. I want to hear it again as much as anything else. What is Red Eyed Jedi's website?
RedEyedJedi.co.uk.
No, RedEyedJediUK.com. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is Brass Hooks.
do something clever to keep it up there. It's gonna fall down, it's gonna smash everywhere now. Press hoods. Press hoods. Seems like he's making a fool out of me. There has to be something I can try. Why can't I see? I will be up all night trying to think of a way. You gotta keep it up there, but it's just not gonna stay, no. Brass hoods. Brass
listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Red Eyed Jedi. Do you know what a Red Eyed Jedi is?
No.
It's a slang term for someone who partakes of the marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a little factoid there. If you're hearing beeps and whirs and that, it's because my phone's going off crazy, like with loads of texts and that. So if you hear a few beeps, I haven't got R2-D2 in the studio with me. I've just got an overactive phone.
Right.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12. And something for me as well.
Ooh. Yep. Another week, more gigs at the 12 Bar. There is something weird going on. I think there was something around Saturday, but it's been cancelled / moved. So I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Monday. So this Thursday, the 23rd. That's right. Yes, that's right. Bearded Gypsy Band, Rolling Exile, and Luke Louis. It's a Thursday night. Anything can happen. How much do you think?
£6.
Fiver.
Oh, good.
Friday night. Naval from Japan, Skimmer, The Sect, and more to be confirmed. It's Friday evening. How much do you think?
£6.
It is £6. And finally, Monday, 27th, Cholesterol Jones and his band, Alex Seal, Elia Lorenzi, James White, and Gianluca. It's a Jaeger Records Presents night.
Oh.
So, Monday night, anything can happen. What do you think?
£5.
£3.
Oh, I was going to go with three as well. So that's 563.
Yeah.
So that is, what, that's 50 doors down on the other side of the road. 51 yep. doors down on the other side of the road. Is it, or 52 doors
51
down?
51 or 49, one of those.
One of those. About 50 doors down on the other side of the road, probably a nodding acquaintance with the devil, but I doubt he'd get invited to a christening.
Certainly knows him by sight, but not by maybe talking terms.
He knows not to cross the road.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I've got something else as well, Tony.
Okay.
Wonkfest.
Excellent.
Wonkfest takes place on the 25th of July, which is Saturday coming. And I'm going to read out an abbreviated thing from the Facebook page for Wonkfest, which because Alex of the Mighty Cougar done half right some rubbish. He goes, it's Wonkfest. 12 hours of UK punk bands in 20-minute slots. Wonkfest is a celebration of another happy, wonky year for friends and fans. It's at the Dome and the Boston Arms, two stages of mentalness. Carnage, arg. Wonkfest is about love and acceptance, about diversity and tolerance, about being nice to your neighbours and baking your granny a cake. It's got friends, punk rock, a buffet, a barbecue, love and serious radness. Now, there are loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of bands on. I'm just going to pick out a few. So, headlining a culture shop with Wonk Unit on just before them. There's also the Slavinko Warriors, the Murder Burgers, Roughneck Riot that we played on the show, Dead Class that I think we played on the show, Beat the Red Light that we played on the show, Two Sick Monkeys that we played on the show, Vanilla Pod that we've played on the show, and also Revenge of the Psychotronic Man that we're just about to play on the show, I think. Let me just double check that. Yes, we are. So, all manner of stuff going on. Doors are from 11 a.m. I think it's 18 quid now. I think there were some early bird tickets of 15, but I think they've gone. It's going to be an incredible day. My mate DJ Dave is going to be there as well.
Okay.
So hello to DJ Dave. And Lenny's going to be there as well.
Excellent.
And I don't think I will, because I think I'm going to be, well, I think I'll still be in the Bournemouth area. But if I'm back, I might go. Can't promise anything there, because I might still be on holiday. It's weather dependent for me.
Right.
But it's going to be brilliant.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's been every year, I think, the past 4 or 5 years, yeah, hasn't it?
Absolutely superb thing. It gets bigger and bigger each year.
Mm.
It's brilliant. It'll end up being, well, it's already better than Glastonbury, but it'll end up being bigger, I reckon.
Oh, God, yeah. Certainly the band's much more interesting.
Absolutely. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar
and something at 1 Pompeii's Falls.
And indeed, we now have a track from Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, and hello to them. What's Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's now? All right, what's their website? I'm probably going to give you the point anyway, but what's Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website?
RevengeOfThePsychotronicMan.com?
It is. It's Tony3, probably being Internet3, but if you type that into the net, you go automatically to their Bandcamp page now, which is RevengeOfThePsychotronicMan.bandcamp.com, but I'm still giving you the point, because I'm nice like that.
No.
Fair enough. Two songs in a row now. Listen out for The Decline, a band from Australia that we'll tell you about after you've heard this. First up, this is indeed Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, and Then You're Hers.
Betsy's Box.
Just in a state living room floor. Across imaginary lines drawn in the sand, they indicate and decimate these promised lands. Up and down the coast for days, 5,000 k's. But when you tell me it's jealousy, I still turn away. Cause how do you still go on? How do you still go on? How do you still go on? When we don't even get along. What's she gonna do when they lie for you and tell you that you're worthless? How you gonna lie when you gotta fight to prove that you deserve this? In a state living room floor.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Decline. We have played one other track by them a few weeks ago, and that song was called Giving Up is a Gateway Drug, and it's from their new album Resistor. They're all the way from Perth, Western Australia, Tony.
Oh, okay, nice.
But what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Decline Band.
Oh, nearly. Facebook.com/ The Decline Music. Paulie B on the internet 4, Tony 3. Now, are you doing anything this week?
No. No, nothing right. Major happening this week. What are you up to?
I've just been thinking about it. I'm going on holiday in Bournemouth, and I've got it written down in my little show notes here as Holiday in Bournemouth. And when I read it, it reminded me of the Dead Kennedys track, Holiday in Cambodia. Off the top of my head, I've just gone, it's a holiday in Bournemouth. I'll be on the caravan park. It's a holiday in Bournemouth. Snarky park, cock, cock. I'm going on holiday in my mum's caravan.
Excellent.
Just outside of Bournemouth. If you're in the Highcliffe area over the next week, watch out for a bloke with a slightly brown face but staggeringly white legs walking up and down the beach. I won't be in socks and sandals.
No?
No.
It's cosy.
I've got a bit of class, Tone.
I haven't.
Right. I've got an email for you before the next track, Tone.
All right.
And it's from one of our new Punky Radio friends, or relatively new Punky Radio friends, Timo Schmidt.
Yes.
Listen to this. Hi, Paulie B. Now, he's talking about a song from 2 weeks ago. Hi, Paulie B. That prostate song reminded me a lot of Cunt and the Gang. It did. The vocal on that is very cunt. Is very cuntish. Men with then.
Oh, yeah.
Check your prostate, yeah. And it is very cuntish. Anyway, hi, Paulie B. That prostate song reminded me a lot of Cunt and the Gang. A band, and by the way, that's with a K, so it's not swearing. A band that I was introduced to by Punky Radio. And I do own all their stuff now in the true uniting fans and bands across the land spirits. Anyway, I'd love you to play some Cunt and the Gang, either from the vaults, Foxsticks, I Sucked Off a Bloke, Amy, etc. They're all good. Or maybe something from the new album you haven't played yet. All the best from Germany, Timo. I'm going to play something from the new album I haven't played yet. What are you giggling about?
It's just the list of songs. It's just like,
I know, brilliant.
You just look at your own life and go, yeah, this is happening.
So this is from his latest album. It's called Japs iTunes. He's a terrific man. He's on tour at present, and I might see him in Edinburgh because he's doing two nights towards the end of August when I'm up there in a quite big venue, because he can do well in a quite big venue in Edinburgh. He's got more than a cult following now. I think we can safely say Cunt and the Gang is a major thing.
Okay.
He also has had a number 66 and number 63 in the singles charts. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, the internet. So this is a track from the latest album. What is Cunt and the Gang's website?
Cuntandthegang.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B, the Internet Four. This is brilliant. I think I might be middle class.
I realised the other day whilst eating a rice cake, I've not done an odd day's graph since 2008. Nowadays I like different things to what I used to do. There's only one conclusion I'm starting to come to. I think I might be middle class. I saw a lady bending over and I didn't smack her ass. Now I read The Guardian and no longer get the star. Cause I prefer a boring article to a bird in pants and bra. I've started liking hummus and guacamole dips. I prefer a bowl of couscous to saveloy and chips. I only shop in Waitrose and these days my knob goes hard when I see a loaf of rye bread and an olive tapenade. BBC4's my favourite TV channel by far. I've stopped throwing McDonald's wrappers from my moving car. If I got some Birkenstocks, I'd be chuffed a bit. I'd rather that than lick whipped cream off a naked stripper's tits. I think I might be middle class. I've started wearing roll necks and talking out my arse. I only buy fair trade so some African gets paid, so he can feed his family who have probably all got AIDS. Sue little Tari mama, Daniel Obare mama, Wagwo wa Samoa mama, Mubarak wakaso, Jordan Ayuma mama, Albertado mama, Fata Uda Uda mama, Asamoa Jan. For breakfast I have muesli, I don't eat Pop-Tarts at all. I bought some grapes which weren't even for someone in hospital. I have a box of vegetables delivered to my door. I've got a bag of quinoa, but I don't know what it's for. I got rid of my small-minded fear of everything Islamic. I've stopped saying sarsens, and now I say balsamic. I bought a bottle of wine and didn't drink it all in one. And I'd like to add, it was one of the Paps, not Leap from Elch or Blue Nun. I think I might be middle class. My night ends in a wine bottle with a hand job off of brass. I'm appreciating irony, and let me tell you this, these days I even get out the bath when I need to do a piss. I think I might be middle class. I saw some bloke look at my bird and I just let it pass. I'd rather have a latte than a pint of beer. I don't even act all awkward when I find out someone's queer. In fact, I act pretty nonchalant when I find out someone's queer.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think that might be one of the cleanest songs Cunt and the Gang's ever done.
Huh.
Well, it's catchy as hell. Thank you, cunt. Have you got a twat?
No.
Fuck sticks.
Yes. Yeah, if you do have a twat, please do remind me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Do email me. I can't do the feature without you emailing me, so do that, please.
Oh, bullsh.
Exactly.
Sorry, I just dripped some ginger beer on my mic stand.
Oh, balls.
Sorry. Sorry. What was that?
Oh, balls, yeah. So, yeah, I've got a twat.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Get some twats in. Get your twats out.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's summertime.
Get your twats out. So what are you going to do instead, Tony?
I saw a film.
Yes! Is it going to be a movie review?
It is.
Has it got a song?
I think so.
Go on.
Tony's Movie Review. Hey.
Something like that.
I'm going to sit back and relax. I'm going to get the popcorn.
So I watched Ted 2.
Right.
I like Ted 1. Obviously the story about the teddy bear that comes to life. Big fan of Family Guy. Not a big fan of Marky Mark, but like Family Guy, same kind of humour, liked Ted. Plus it had a nice looking lady in it, Mila Kunis. Second one hasn't got Mila Kunis in it. And it just wasn't the same. I don't know what it was. It was a story about Ted wants to be a person. He's got married and he's now not recognised as a human person and he goes to court. So it's kind of like Ironside with a sweary teddy bear, which isn't really as fun as
hang on. Yes. Ironside?
Yeah, that was legal, wasn't it?
Ironside is...
Was that Perry Mason?
That's, no, it's the police officer in a wheelchair.
It was Perry Mason one with this the lawyer.
Yeah, that was Ironside.
Perry Mason then.
It was a detective. Perry Mason was called Perry Mason.
Same guy played in it, didn't he? That's my confusion.
Right, yeah. Okay. I don't know. No, he wasn't Ironside.
Ah.
It wasn't Pinocchio you were thinking of, was it? Or Wooden Sides, as I like to call him, the Pinocchio, the TV detective that just wanted to be a real boy.
All these things sound better than Ted 2.
Yeah, right. So basically, you weren't that impressed, is that
no,
right?
No, not massively impressed. I even had a couple of glasses of red wine to try and fully enjoy it, but it's just a bit dull. Avoid it. I wouldn't watch it again.
Do you think you need to be a red-eyed Jedi to enjoy it?
Possibly. Yeah, if you, that would probably be better. Yeah.
Well, maybe I think we know what to do there, Tony. I think I know how I'll be watching it. Mind you, I haven't seen Ted 1, so do you think if I haven't seen Ted 1, I won't get the plot?
Possibly. It'll be a bit confusing. Watch Ted 1 instead. It'll be cheaper.
All right.
And better.
Yeah. All right.
So there you go.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that concludes
Tony's movie review. Hey.
You're a genius. Right. Last track this week. We played them before, we'll play them again. A band called The Derellas, absolutely brilliant, based out of London and Brighton. And I just noticed the other day that they posted a video on our Facebook page and they tagged me in it saying, check this out, we're moving up the SoundCloud charts. They're in the top 30 of the SoundCloud charts at present. So if you do that SoundCloudy stuff, make sure you get over there and vote for this after you've heard it. It's absolutely brilliant. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... The Derellas.
It is. Oh. Tony 5. Probably be an internet 4. You've done it. You've won. But Tony.
What's that?
Don't go.
Don't go. You put a firecracker in my heart, yeah. And I'm your motherfucking superstar, yeah. In my heart, a TikTok rock, yeah, that's a shot. A 101 crazy, and she said, don't go, baby, baby, don't go. Another line, take you out tonight, yeah. Day to night and we're gonna fight you. Against this, baby, I feel alright. Tick-tock, rock, yeah, that's a shot. 101 crazy. And she said, don't go, baby, baby, don't go. Don't go, baby. Don't go, baby, baby, don't go.
For this week, I don't know how we do it, Tony. I've really enjoyed this week. So. Anyone listening at home must be thinking, well, so what sort of music do they play? You go, well, I don't know. It's a little bit of punk rock, experimental pop punk, hip hop, rap, psychobilly, skate punk, 100 mile an hour, hardcore, sort of disco, electronic, rude words, glam metal show.
Yeah.
Sound about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you want to just quickly run through the internet stations that carry the show?
Yep. We are on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, ANDRA.SE, and TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
I love you.
Ah,
say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo! A poo!